Hey, is this Seth?
It is, man. How are you?
Good. I got to tell you, I got a song on my guitars this album. It's called Stash.
Oh, good, man. I want to hear that.
You got to go on YouTube and look up Carmine Appice Guitar Zeus Stash.
No doubt about it.
It's a great song. It'd be a good theme song for you.
That's funny. I'm going to go get it. I am. Hey, I want to come down tomorrow night, man. You're going to be in D.C. tomorrow night at the Pearl Street Warehouse with your brother and Billy Gibbons and a whole bunch of stuff. This is called Drum Wars. What's going on, dude?
Well, this is a thing we've been doing for a few years, and we had an album that we released a couple of years ago called A Piece Sinister.
Mm-hmm.
And we do all our history songs, you know, like things that we're known for. Like we'll do Mob Rules that Vinny played with the Sabbath, and we'll do some from the new album, and we'll do a song from Blue Murder that's on our new album, our latest album anyway, and then we'll do like two Dio songs with Vinny, and I'll do Bark at the Moon and Do You Think I'm Sexy for me. And so we go back on history and we name A Piece or Apathy, and you know, which everybody's always confused about that. And we play up to that stuff, and then we do some drum bits in between, you know, do a drum solo each, and you know, get the audience involved in singing some of the songs.
Good.
It's just really a good time. And then after that, Billy Gibbons is going to come on, and we're going to do some jamming with Billy and on some ZZ Top songs. And it's going to be a great night, really a lot of fun. I did this, this is my third year working for charity events with these the guys that are putting this on, you know. First year I did it with me and Tony Franklin. And then second year, last year at this time, we did Vanilla Fudge at the same venue.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, they said, what else can you bring? I said, well, how about Drum Wars? They said, oh, that sounds great, you know. So, yeah, looking forward to it. We're about to leave here in about 45 minutes to catch the train to go down to D.C.
Right on.
From New York City. My brother's here from California, staying with me in New York. And yesterday we had a good rehearsal with the band. We got a killer band. These guys play tremendously. The guitar players play with, you know, a lot of different people in New York City, and the bass player, same thing. He also plays with me in Cactus, and he's a phenomenal bass player. Our singer is a great stylist. He can sing, you know, Ozzy and Rod and Dio and all that stuff. So it warrants a good professional show. And then we have, you know, just a lot of fun. We have a lot of surprises.
Man, between you and your brother, there's so much history. You could be there all day and all night. Carmine, a lot of people don't realize the vast history that you have. I mean, you were in Vanilla Fudge, and you played on some different records, but you wrote songs with Rod Stewart, and you were in his band for a while.
I was, and I was there 7 years. I co-wrote Do You Think I'm Sexy, which we do a heavy version of it, which is also on my Guitar Zeus album. The heavy version has Pat Travis on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's me and Pat Travis. I do. I sing the verses. Pat sings the choruses with me. And it's really good. It's a really good version, you know.
I love watching you on YouTube, telling people how to do like cool fills and stuff like that. I mean, you've really taken the art of drumming and shared it with the world.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it at the time, because when I was with Ludwig Drum Company in the 60s. They kept wanting me to do drum clinics when I was a pop star of Vanilla Fudge, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted to do it. And then when I sort of wrote a book by accident on instructional drumming book, then they said, look, if you do clinics, you'll sell the books. I said, oh. So I started doing clinics. And I didn't realize at the time I was the first rock musician to ever do a clinic, you know? And that was 1971 or two, something like that. So I've been... Since then, you know, teaching. I had a drum school in Long Island that some famous drummers came out of. You know, Bobby Rondinelli, who played with Rainbow, and he was one of my students. Another guy, Joe Franco, to play with Twisted Sister, and a few other bands like that. Who's has a big recording studio now that does all TV stuff. He's won Grammys and all. So you know, I've had a bunch of famous drummers come out of my studio, and I've been doing that. And that's when I wrote the books. I used to use the book for the studio, and then I started to make it public. And the book did amazing. It sold almost 500,000 units over, you know, the 30, 40 years.
Another thing that's really amazing is Stick It, Sex, Drums, and Rock and Roll. Sex and Drums and Rock and Roll. I don't see drugs on there.
No, there's drums. There's no drugs.
That's great.
Lots of sex. Lots of sex.
That's why you're still here, though, man. That's why you're still vital and you feel good and you're out playing your songs, man. You put the drums where the drugs go.
I did. I put the drums where I never had anyone say it like that, but you're right. I put the drums where the drugs go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, let me make sure people come down and get a piece of this, man. It's Pearl Street Warehouse. Look, I'm coming down. You came to my studio when I was at the other station here in Baltimore, and we had a blast, man. You drew all over the CD, and I still have it. So we're coming down tomorrow.
With Billy Gibbons, it's going to be fun. I haven't seen Billy in a while.
That's wild.
We've been friends, the L.A., you know, friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so... we're ready to rock. We're definitely ready to rock.
Hey, before you go, man, when you talk about the upper echelon of rock and roll and the groundbreaking stuff, you were doing this stuff before John Bonham and Keith Moon, but you were showing some people some different flavors early on with Vanilla Fudge, man, and then you've lasted all the way to here. No Spinal Tap chair for you.
No. Well, there was some Spinal Taps when I had King Cobra going. that movie came out. I was living Spinal Tap.
Yeah, that's good.
And even Vanilla Fudge, you know, I mean, the audience is shrinking. But thank God to that Quentin Tarantino put us in his latest movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were the last 6 minutes of the killing spree in the movie, which was awesome, you know. And it gave us a kick in the butt. It won Billboard's number 3 spot in the top movie music or movie songs. So it gave us a bit of a kick in the butt. We have a new record deal now and a new manager. And we're going to record a new record called Supreme Fudge. We're going to do 5 Supreme songs. And then 3 R&B and then 2 original.
Well, when you covered songs in Vanilla Fudge, you made them originals almost.
Well, that's what we try and do. We try and take them apart and look at the lyrics and try and give it a different vibe of whatever the lyrics are trying to say. And just rearrange it all so it makes it fun, because I don't really see any reason why doing the song over exactly the same as the original.
Right.
You know, and that's what we did. We came hanging on. Even, you know, what, do you think I'm sexy for guitar juice? You know, when you listen to it, you go, oh, my God, I can't believe it's the same song. You know, because it's totally rearranged. Yes, that's what I do. I love arranging it.
Carmine Appice, are you tired of people asking you if it's Appice or Appice, or does that...
Yeah, but we use that in the show as a goof. We goof on it.
Good.
You know, and you'll get a kick out of it when you see what we do with it.
Hey, it's 6 o'clock doors at Pearl Street Warehouse. The show starts at 7, so it's a Thursday, but you can go because you're not going to be there all night. And they respect that because these guys they go to bed too. They're not the guys that stay up until tomorrow.
Yeah, and if anybody wants, we have VIP tickets available at appicebrothers.com.
Cool.
Where they can come for the sound check and hang out and take photos and, yeah, do autographs and all that stuff.
My goodness, that is awesome. All right, well, Carmine, thank you for your time, man. I always love talking to you. You know, you broke some rock and roll ground that people need to know about. And, you know, young hearts be free tonight. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, young hearts be free tonight.
Oh, my God, I love you. See you tomorrow night, Carmine, okay?
Hey, I co-wrote that song.
I know you did. I know. It's one of my favorite songs by anybody.
Is that why you said it?
Yeah. But you know what? It's one of my favorite songs. I mean, you've written some really colorful songs. I played Jelly Roll when it was brand new. I mean, your stuff with John Sykes was crazy.
That stuff was great stuff. I wish I can get John to go out on the road. Can't get him out.
Mm.
But you know, on my new record, it's guitars. It's got Tony Franklin on it, right?
Uh-huh.
And on the song Stash, Tony is amazing. And, you know, I got Brian May, I got Yngwie, I got Slash, I got Bumblefoot, Steve Morse, Zach Wilde, Dweezil Zappa, Ted Nugent. They're all on this record.
Wow.
You know? And I think it's some of the best stuff I've ever done, period. So you should check it out. You know, if you're on Spotify, you know, all 32 tracks are on Spotify.
Sweet. Carmine, see you tomorrow, man. Have a safe trip down. Okay.
Have a listen to Stash before I see you. Let me know what you think.
I'll tell you about it tomorrow night when I see you, okay?
You got it, bro.
Woo!
See you, man.
Carmine, see you, man.
Bye.